The Residence Wales Home is proud to announce that they were selected as the winner of the RQRA Award for Residence of the Year. And we have Brenda Lee Pirinen, the Executive Director of Wales Home, on the line with us today at 88.9 The Cube. I imagine this is really an achievement for you. You must be quite proud of it.
We certainly are.
And this is not the only award that you've won either, is it?
No, this 2013 has been amazing for the Wales Home. We have achieved 4 awards. It started in February with the Gala de Reconnaissance de l'Estrie. And then we won an American Award. We won an honorable mention with the McKnight's Award, which, apparently is quite an achievement to win the honorable mention. And we won the Residence of the Year in November with the RQRA, and we won the honorable mention with the Ministère de Santé des Services Sociaux. So 2013 has been fantastic for the Wales Home, and we hope this continues into 2014.
So it's more than just in Quebec. It's been in other places as well.
Yes. Well, the McKnight's Award is an American award. We were nominated for that award through the AeroScout company, which services our Caldwell system.
Okay. So how many residences in Quebec were up for this award?
For the Minister of Health Award?
Okay, we'll start with that one.
I don't know the exact, I don't know the initial number of people who had submitted their applications, but in the finals, we were five healthcare facilities. We were up against the CHU of Quebec. There was another healthcare facility in Laval. There was a Centre de Réadaptation from Quebec, Saint-Justine's Hospital, the Children's Hospital of Montreal, and the Wales Home. So in our actual category, in the finals, we were 5 healthcare facilities competing.
Right. And also, tell us a little bit more about the Guardian Angel program.
So the Guardian Angel program is best practices that the Wells Homes put into place and kind of created like a one Guardian Angel, which protects the residents living at the Wells Home. So initially, when residents move into the Wells Home, prior to moving into the Wells Home, most of them receive a tour of the facility and, are made aware of services. But it's usually an overwhelming experience for people because they're moving from their home. It's a big lifestyle change.
Yes.
So when they move into the Wells Home, they're teamed up or buddied with a senior employee, and the employee makes sure that they're felt that their orientation to the Wells Home is welcomed. So they introduce them to the nurses, the people that they eat in the dining room with, the staff in the dining room. Show them where most of the activities take place, in the living room, where to go to the library, where to put your dirty clothes, where to put your garbage, that sort of thing. So depending on where you're living, if you're in an apartment, you need to know where to go to put your garbage. You need to know where to put your recycling. You know, and if you're living on an ambulatory unit, you need to know where to go and put your laundry. If you're in the apartments, you need to know how to use the washer dryer.
Right.
So the staff person visits them more frequently at first, daily, and then, once or twice a week, and then a couple of times a month, and then, there's somebody who with they're in contact more often than other employees. So it just makes a relationship that person feels comfortable. If they need help, they feel at ease going to see someone. The therapeutic garden was the Aviva garden when we won the Aviva Community Fund Award. So we have a therapeutic garden which is designed and built for those suffering from the beginning stages of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's attached right to the building. So it's the whole length of the building, 185 feet long by 50 feet wide. And it's a fenced-in area. So residents living on Norton 1 have access to the garden so they can go out independently and they can be in a safe environment. So it's expanded their living conditions and respects our mission to make sure that they are safe, that they're in a safe environment. The final part of our Guardian Angel is the real-time location system. So that is our call bell system, which acts as the emergency call bell and the real-time location system, where we can locate residents anywhere inside of the building or outside of the building, because it's like a tracking system. So if they need help, we can find them. So that's really the Guardian Angel program in itself.
I would imagine that you've seen a lot of expansion in recent years at the Wales Home. It is actually one of the oldest residences in Quebec, isn't it?
That's correct. So we've been recognized by the Minister of Health as being the first residence for seniors in the province of Quebec. So the Wells home opened in 1921. Mr. Horace Wells left his legacy to actually build the Wells home. So there's lots of people that drive by and think that it was a convent or a school or something, but it was actually built and designed for English-speaking Protestant seniors.
Okay, so how many beds are there now? How many people can you accommodate?
We can accommodate up to 200, so we offer all levels of care, so apartments right through to end-of-life care. So we have 115 beds on the ambulatory, so more autonomous sectors of the building,
mm-hmm.
and a permit to operate the long-term care facility. So we have a permit for the CHSLD of 85 beds, so a total of 200 seniors.
Okay. Do you have waiting lists?
We have waiting lists. We're at 98% occupancy mm-hmm. today. We have waiting lists for people who are wanting, specific accommodations where they say, I want to be on, I want an apartment, but I want it on the third floor. I've just rented our last, we had one vacant apartment. We have 21 apartments total, and I just rented our one vacancy this morning.
Okay. So is it still mainly for the Anglophone population?
Yes, it is. We're 100% English.
100%.
100% English. All of our services offered are in English.
Okay.
And we have a wide range of services as well. So we have a dentist, dentrologist, audiologist, and a pathologist that come on site to offer the services, hairdressers, also occupational therapists, rehabilitational therapists, nurses, everything is offered.
Everything that is needed is right there.
That's correct. One-stop shop.
That's it. Well, that sounds good. So once again, I want to take the opportunity to congratulate you on winning all of those awards. It's really a great achievement.
Well, thank you very much. It's really kudos to all of our staff, from the management to frontline staff to board of directors, who group together to make sure that we are the best facility and that we offer the best care. So it wouldn't be possible without the staff. We're really here to make sure that we are providing the best care for our residents and future residents. So without them, none of this would be possible.
Thank you so much, Brenda Lee Piranen, Executive Director of the Residence Wales Home. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks so much.